Blog Talk Radio.
From Chicago, it's the show where everyone comes to chat. It's the 411 Lounge on Blog Talk Radio. And now, here's your host, LeVar Evans.
And good evening, 411 Nation, and welcome to the program. I'm LeVar, and my guest tonight, well, she has definitely put fans under her spell with her hardcore anal and authentic sex scenes, and you've seen her work with a lot of major studios such as Brazzers, Elegant Angel, Reality King, Dogfart, and so many others. If we stood here tonight and listed everything that she's done, I think that would take up 1 hour of the program, which means that you have seen her just about everywhere as to be seen, and definitely hard work pays off because she has received industry nominations from AVN, X-Critic, as well as a lot of other places. And she just got her first X-Biz Cam Awards nomination, which we'll talk about also tonight. She is definitely the definitive queen of anal, as I'll say. We're going to learn a lot about that, too. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the 411 Lounge, the one, the only, the lovely Avery Jane. Avery, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I am so happy to have you here. It is, I've been looking forward to this. Because I have a lot to learn, you know, we're going to talk about it throughout the night because some of the things that you've done on film are things in which a lot of people have seen, but they might have seen it probably like once in a blue moon. Because I think when we think, you know, adult entertainment, it's just like the traditional things. You know, we've seen, you know, the plot. Theme, the ending, but I think you've brought out, you know, the extra things that a lot of us probably are thinking or have wanted to try or have thought about, but you've brought it more to the forefront. And I think that's what's the most, because there's not a lot of stars that have, you know, or will do the things that you've done. We'll also talk about that tonight, but, you know, it's also a learning thing. And this is why I was like, you know, a lot of people don't think of it that way, but we learn because the things that you've taught us, that's why I was like, to me, I'm like an open book tonight. I've got questions.
I've got answers.
But I'm so glad that you're here. And by the way, because I'm going to tell some folks here tonight, you know, as everyone knows that I am here Chicago next week, Avery will be here for Exotica. So I am looking forward to seeing you because I will actually be there.
Yay!
So I will see
you. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Next week.
That's going to be my first. It's going to be my first expo appearance since I started adult. So I'm really excited. It'll be my first one and. You know, my first time getting to actually, like, meet fans and, you know, be at an expo as Avery Jane. So it'll be cool.
It's very interesting. I went to the very first Exotica here in Chicago. God, that's now been, what, 11 years ago? A little bit over 10 years ago? And I will tell you, from where it has gone to where it has been now, I will tell you, you will be – And plus, when I saw the lineup of everybody, this is actually going to be probably one of the biggest ones. And, you know, it will be a lot of people. you will wonder how
I'm
it will
excited.
Go. But I'm glad that we will, you know, be the proverbial first for you here.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, we'll talk a lot about that as the evening goes on. But I guess I want to start back at the beginning here because I, you know, a lot of people, and this is one of those shows where, you know, I like to kind of talk about the opposite side of what you do. But I guess, you know, going into this, everybody has expectations for what they want to do sometimes in this career, I think. And have the expectations of when you started to what's going on with your career now, have they been everything you thought it would be? Or has it been just probably wow moments for you every time that you are involved with something?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really have any expectations, whatever, coming into this. You know, I was just like, oh, well, you know, I have a wild, fun sex life in my personal life. And, you know, I've done other forms of sex work before. So I was like, oh, why not just, you know, try this out and see how it goes and have fun with it. And, you know, that... The little expectations I had got blown out of the water because I never really thought I would, like, make it as far as I have and, like, be doing as much as I'm doing now. I never really saw that happening.
Wow. And, you know, you've been in the industry for a few years now, and in that time, you know, we've seen as it's, you know, especially you came in at a time, an interesting time, because it just as you were really starting it, you know, COVID came along and it kind of sent the industry a little bit in the whirl. And then, you know, now things are kind of ramping back up. How did you adapt? Because I know for a lot of probably, you know, adult stars who have been in it for a while, this is the first time, you know, they've had some shutdowns, but nothing really like this. And for you, you know, you're really kind of like, you know, everybody came in along the same time as you. This was something, like, huge. So how did you adapt, and how did you – or how are you doing with it now post, I guess, COVID?
Well, you know, luckily I started probably about, like, 4 or 5 months before COVID happened. And, you know, we weren't – I know the world kind of was foreseeing it, but I wasn't paying attention to international news at the time, so I didn't really see it coming. But, you know, at that time, I wasn't shooting for mainstream companies or anything like that. I was just making my own content. So luckily for me, you know, when COVID happened and everything shut down, it wasn't too much to adapt to because, you know, I had my little small group of people in the industry that we made content together. And, you know, we were like, cool, well, as long as we're all quarantining around each other and mostly just keeping in our own vicinity with each other, we can still crank out content all the time. You know, we could do stuff together. We could do solo stuff. We just got to up our content game and, you know, keep selling stuff because now the world's shut down. Everyone's locked at home. There's nothing to do except, you know, open up your laptop and watch some porn. So this is it. This is the time to capitalize on that. And, you know, it actually ended up working out really, really well.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I would think, you know, yeah, especially for you, you know, especially with doing things for your own pages. And I think for a lot of people who have been around for a while, OnlyFans, which we'll also mention here in a little bit, that really was, you know, doing your own content. That's like a game changer, you know?
Exactly. That revolutionized porn, you know. At first it was you have to be – you know, selected by the companies and by the agencies in order to be a porn star. But now it's anybody can become their own porn star. Anybody can crank out their own content, use these platforms, you know, gather their own fan base. So anybody can do it now, which really, really like opened up a world of opportunities for people who otherwise wouldn't be able to, you know, shoot in porn.
And, I was going to say, I guess to piggyback off that question, is that sometimes a good thing or is that sometimes one of those things where it kind of, you think maybe oversaturates the industry a little bit in some ways? Because, you know, everybody out there thinks that they can do it and then they start off doing it and then they probably aren't really, I guess, having the heart to stick with it once they realize the hard work. And then they're gone. And then comes somebody else that thinks about that. And then here you are, somebody that's well-established at it, and you have a lot of people coming in and coming out. And I don't know. Do you think that kind of oversaturates it at times? Or is it, you know, competition's always a good thing?
You know, I think it depends on, like, who you ask. I know, like, a lot of the mainstream companies do not like OnlyFans, and, you know, they feel like the internet has killed porn because it's not as exclusive anymore. But to me, I don't know. I like it. I encourage it. I don't mind the oversaturatedness, because at the end of the day, you know, even though it's a competition-based industry where you're all competing for fans, you're competing for people's money, you're competing for people's support, at the end of the day, you know, I'm just doing my own thing. So I'm like, you know, there's only one of me. There's not going to be anyone else who is me. And so the people who fuck with me, fuck with me. And, you know, people who see me and like what I do, they're going to rock with me no matter what anyone else is doing. So, you know, let everyone join in the industry, because I promise you, you know, 1,000 people can start an OnlyFans tomorrow. Not a single one of those people will be me. You know, they're going to be their own individuals.
You are seen as your industry's anal sex expert. Now, this is, I think about this because I have probably followed this industry without really showing my age, probably since the, well, I was going to say mid to late 90s. And I don't think that there has ever been any, I don't think there's ever been anyone that, there's been a few people throughout the history of the industry that probably, you know, people, you know, turn and look to them and be like, okay, well, they're known for that. And especially like with anal, because it's not really something that a lot of people showcase out that way. And I've talked to adult stars, some who have never done it on film, some who are gearing up to do it on film, and they talk about the preparation that's involved. I guess there's a double question to this. Is there an art to it? And why are some people still scared of it?
Ah, okay. So let's see. I'm like, I'll answer the first one, and then I'll answer the second, and then I'll elaborate more on that first. But there's definitely an art to it. I think a lot of people are still scared of it just because they don't understand it. You know, we fear what we don't understand. A lot of people have had traumatic first experiences with anal because not everyone understands that there is an art to it. You know, even with regular, you know, any type of other sex, there's an art to it. You know, you have to practice your blowjobs. You know, you have to practice what you're doing with other people's bodies, how to make other bodies feel good. So it's the same with anal. There's an art to it, you know. You have to learn your body. You have to learn your body's inside processes. You know, you have to learn stuff about your diet, different things you can take to help clean your body out. You have to learn all about anal prep, you know. And then just like anything else, your asshole's a muscle. So you just have to work out that muscle and train it just like you train any other muscle.
Interesting. Yeah, I think I've talked to various stars of that. And I know when they've talked about what they prepped on, and, you know, and it's so funny because sometimes you will hear from, you know, couples out there who say that, hey, I want to do that with my spouse, but they don't feel comfortable in doing it, or they just don't want to do it, or the whole thought of it just, you know, they don't want to do it. And like you said, it's one of those things of, I guess, getting to know your partner. And I guess if you were to give advice to couples, for those, and I know there's a lot of guys that are listening tonight who probably want to have their partner do that, what are the best steps that they could do to maybe coax their partner into maybe doing that or trying that?
Well, so like the biggest thing with anal sex is that it's a big part mental. Like, it's a big mental challenge. It's, to me, it's more mental than it is physical. You know, if you're scared or self-conscious that you're going to poop on somebody, you're going to be tensed up, your body's going to be tensed up, you know, you're going to feel uncomfortable, you're not going to want to do it. So I usually just recommend to anyone who wants to try anal, you know, first practice with yourself, you know, where no one else can see you. Where you don't have that fear of embarrassment, you know, practice how to clean out, you know, try to, you know, there's places and resources to find on like how to properly clean out for anal. That way you don't make a mess. And from there, you know, it's just start slow. Start with small things. Start with your pinky finger. Just kind of, you know, feel around. Feel the muscles around it. Feel, because everything, your sphincter has a lot of, what's the word? A lot of nerve endings. So it's going to be really sensitive. So, you know, before you even penetrate, you want to feel around the area. You want to arouse that area. I even recommend to women that when you're playing with your butthole, you should also keep a vibrator on your vagina and just kind of, you know, have whatever stimulation feels good to you. So if you like, you know, internal vibrators or external vibrators, or say you don't like vibrators at all, you just like to use your hands, whatever your method of pleasure is, you should try that while you're exploring anal, because eventually your body will start to associate that pleasure with anal, you know? So I just say start small, start with fingers, start with small, small butt plugs, start with small toys, and, you know, work your way up slowly. But you want to start getting into a mental place where you associate it with something that's pleasurable and not something that's scary.
Gotcha. Now, I do a lot of research and listen to a lot of things before I interview my subjects. Did I read or hear correct that you prefer that over the regular vaginal sex? Like, you prefer anal,
right? Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. If I could, I would go all anal and no pussy unless it's for a double penetration.
And I was like, wow.
If I had it my way.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard somebody say that they had preferred it more that way than the other way, because normally it's kind of like some people prefer, you know, vaginal, but there's like, I think yours was the first interview I think I'd actually heard that. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I have a very close relationship with my butthole, and me and my butt are much closer than me and my pussy.
Did that, like, come at, like, early age, or did that, like, just over time, you just pretty much, or once you started in the industry, or was it just like, oh, you know what, I prefer to do this over this?
Honestly, it started when I started out in the industry, because around the same time, I had an IUD in. I got an IUD, which is birth control. It's the device they put inside your uterus, and that was really painful. They don't really tell you that IUDs can, like, be painful, but, you know, guys could say that they could feel it stabbing them in the penis whenever we'd have vaginal sex, and I could feel when they were hitting against it, and I think it created a lot of scar tissue, so it just made my vagina, the inside of it, very sensitive. It feels a lot more shallow. You know, it was just vaginal sex kind of started to become painful, and so, you know, around the time I started in the industry, you know, people were like, hey, you should do anal, like anal sells, anal's great. And I was like, let me try that, because right now my pussy's having issues, like it kind of hurts. So then once I started doing anal, I was like, you know what, this feels so much better, you know, it doesn't hurt. And so I got my IUD removed, but from there I just mostly focused on anal, because I realized for me personally that was just more pleasurable.
Now, one of the things is, you know, and I want to say, you know, not just because you are here tonight, but one of the things is that I was excited about this interview because, you know, in an industry in which, you know, there are a lot of people, there are not a lot of black starlets in the industry that are, you know, they're known, but they're not, like, you know, on a global scale known. And you have talked about in the past about, you know, being, you know, a black starlet in this industry. And did you, and I was so amazed at how open you were about, you know, the road that it took and the things that you did to get to where you are now and how you're still, you know, doing things within the industry. When you started, did you find that there were a lot of barriers, and did you feel that you had to be outside the box in order to stand out?
So I definitely, the barriers immediately, you know, it's hard not to when it directly affects you. But you know, I noticed that it, you know, for someone like me who does what I do at the level of which I do it, you know, I noticed that other girls of different ethnicities don't have to do as much. They don't have to do the hardcore, you know, they don't have to be outside the box as much in order for their careers to take off, you know, a lot faster. So it kind of is one of those general, like, you know, I do have to work twice as hard to get half as much situations, which is fine because that's how life has always been. So, you know, I've kind of just accepted it, and I work four times as hard because I don't want half. I want 100%, so I'll work four times as hard for that 100%. But, you know, it didn't really make me feel like I needed to do too much to stand out more, though, because this is just kind of naturally how I am. I'm a very intense person. I'm a very hardcore person. Like, I just like intensity in all aspects of my life. So the kinds of porn that I enjoy shooting and the performances that I put on, you know, I'm like, this is true to my nature and true to what I love to do. And luckily, it's just very intense because that, you know, has helped me get a little bit more of a boost as a Black woman because, you know, there's not too many of us doing hardcore. There's not too many of us getting featured out there. So, you know, I'm just trying to do the best I can. And basically my goal is to, like, transcend race in this industry. I want to be so good that, you know, it's not about, oh, is she Black or we need ebony models or, you know, this is an ebony DVD. Like, I just want to be that bitch that's everywhere no matter what, featured on the cover of all the DVDs and, you know, featured everywhere, not because I'm Black, but because I'm talented.
Exactly. And thank you for talking about that this evening because, like I said, I remember that era in even in the 90s, late 90s, where it was, you know, things were geared certain ways. And, you know, I guess in hindsight, when you look back at it now, you're just like, okay, that would not fly today.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely would not fly today.
Right.
But enough about serious questions. We got a little bit of fun here. But, you know, I was thinking, you seem to be open, as I said earlier, you know, to a lot of things and scenes. Is there something that you won't do? And is there something that you'd still like to do that you haven't done yet?
So funny enough, I don't have too many limits, and I do all kinds of crazy shit, but, like, my one hard limit that I really, really don't like and will avoid at all costs if I can is I don't do facials. I just
really?
I have really – yeah, I have really sensitive eyes. And I'm really prone to eye infections, like, immediately. So the second semen, like, touches my eyeball, it's it. Like, my eye gets, like, big and puffy and red. And then, you know, I have to finish the scene like that with, like, one eye open and one eye closed shut, like, you know, all nasty and puffy. And so I tell everyone, I'm like, look, I don't care. I'll do the cream pie. Like, I'll do whatever. Like, come literally anywhere except on my face because I don't want it to get in my eye because then that's a few days of, like, trying to flush out this eye infection.
Oh, no.
you know, at that point I just tell them, like, it's fine. You can do it in my mouth. As long as it's not anywhere close to my eyes, as long as the guy knows how to control his aim and not accidentally get it in my eye. And, something I'd still like to do is eventually I want to get to triple anal because right now I'm only at double. So the next step up is to do triple anal.
Has that been
and,
done? I don't recall too many people who have done triple anal.
Oh, yes. Triple anal's been done. In fact, I've heard of a few people who can do quadruple anal, which I'm still trying to work out those logistics, you know, just body-wise. Where does everyone fit? But I do have a few friends who do triple anal a lot, and so I'm trying to work up to that hopefully by next year.
I would have to think that quad would have to be probably two guys below and one with, like, a really flexible.
Right. I'm like, you guys better be flexible.
Yeah, that's it. Had to be like kind of crooked in order for them to probably get that done, right? I'm thinking about the logistics. That's the only way that that's going to work. And unless there's three.
No, I need to go research that. I need to go do some research.
Yes, there you go. That's your research. That's your homework tonight, is to figure out how it could be done. Unless one guy could probably, like, be, like, over you, one guy under, and then the other two are off to the side. I don't know. That's something I'm going to let you figure out. Did you have industry that you idolized or that you watched and are like, wow, you know, I kind of want, you know, my career to be on that trajectory, or pretty much you just went into this really not watching anybody else?
So I didn't really like watch too many people just because I wasn't like a big porn watcher before the industry, but there was a few people here and there that I'd heard of. And a few people in particular were Goth Charlotte and Lydia Black. They are two alt performers who are hardcore performers. So I knew of them entering the industry, and I knew that, you know, I wanted to do the kinds of stuff that they do. I like that kinds of stuff. I'm into the same stuff that they are. You know, because I grew up with, like, not grew up, but earlier before porn, I had, like, a background in BDSM and a lot of alternative cultures, and I consider myself kind of alt. So I really, really admired them. And then aside from them, I really, really admired Anna Fox because, you know, I was like, holy shit, like, this girl's, like, you know, doing big things. She's everywhere. She's a goddess. Like, she's perfection. And to see someone of such dark complexion completely just, like, you know, run her shit and run this industry, I was like, that's amazing. Like, I hope that I can, you know, eventually build up to that level of success and recognition. So those three ladies are probably, like, my biggest idols.
Wow. Now, when do you find time to relax, and is there anything you like to do in your spare time?
I have to try to force myself to relax. I have a hard time with it. I'm a big-time workaholic. You know, I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I do is open my phone, check emails, respond to emails, check all my websites, see how I'm doing on the websites, like, start looking at what content I need to edit this week. And, like, so I kind of have to force myself to relax, and it's mostly just by, you know, my friends who aren't in the industry, they kind of have to collect me and, like, pull me back into real life and be like, hey, like, let's get brunch, you know, like, let's go just, like, hang out. Let's go to this cute little dive bar. Like, so my friends kind of keep me grounded and make sure that I, like, take time to myself. And, you know, I just like to hang out with my friends. I like to go to little outings every now and then. And then I spend a lot of time just hanging out at home with my cat. I have a cat, so me and him chill out a lot.
I was going to say, I always ask those questions of when you go out. Does anybody like to talk shop? Or I guess even if you're around people in the industry, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. What do you talk about? Is it the stuff that's currently going on, or is it just stuff totally outside of what you know, outside of work?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. We like talk about the work that we do, and you know, we gossip, we have our little gossip moments, but, you know, we'll also talk about other stuff. Like, some people have spouses that aren't in the industry, you know, so we'll talk about, where have you been traveling, or, like, you know, what does your spouse do, or, you know, did you see this cool movie, or, like, you know, we talk music, we talk pretty much all the same stuff everyone else does.
Gotcha. I think people have that fantasy of, like, when porn stars get together, it's like they all talk about probably, like, work, or they talk about it. It's like, and I'm always curious about it, because, like, you know, to be a fly on the wall for a conversation that, you know, people would talk about, and I guess we would all be surprised, and it's pretty much just the normal things that we all talk about. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, we'll be at dinner and we'll be like, so how was your day? And it's like, oh, it was great. You know, we just hung out for a bit. Someone fisted my asshole. Oh, have you, like,
right.
heard the new Drake album? Like, you know, very casual.
Slide that in and slide right back out. Yeah, you know. Love it. Now, I always ask this question because I'm very interested in your response, but if they came to you tomorrow and said, Avery, you've got an opportunity to do scenes with three people who weren't in the industry, who would they be?
Ooh, three people who aren't in the industry?
Yes.
Let's see. I'm trying to...
I have a feeling you already know one.
Let's see. If I could film scenes with three people who weren't in the industry, I'm like, I have a big crush on Doja Cat. I think she would be really, really fun. Yeah, there's something about her. She's kind of weird like me, so I'm like, oh, you'd be a good time. I don't know.
If you do that movie, I already know the name of the film that you can name it. You could call it In Doja's Cat.
There we go. That's a good one. All right. So me and Doja, we have our porn name. We already have that. We are going to start making plans soon.
You'll be In Doja's Cat 2 and Doja's Cat 3. Yeah.
I'm like, do the people have to still be alive, or could it be people who've passed?
No, it could be anybody. We'll stretch it out to people who aren't here. Who else would it be?
So I don't know why, but I kind of have a fixation on Albert Einstein. I don't know. I feel like maybe like making porn with someone who's like super smart and interesting, like. We could come up with all kinds of cool stuff. He could make all kinds of cool shit, like, you know, do interesting stuff with toys, like, just, like, defy physics with shit. Like, you know, get super interesting. And then, oh, shit, I bet Quentin Tarantino, I bet he would make a good porno.
Ah, okay.
I bet he could make, like, a really fun, hardcore, interesting porno. Maybe. If his performance skills are on par with his directing skills.
He'd probably talk a lot, though, while he's like doing it. I can see that. And actually, if you do the one with Albert Einstein or somebody like Albert Einstein, that one can be entitled E equals DP squared. And you can actually have
exactly.
Throwing out ideas there. So you can thank me when you do those or you do those pieces like that.
These are all things I'm going to have to like, recreate at some point. I'm going to have to make these happen.
You know, I will give them to you. It's yours. If I see it, I'm like, oh, I came with the idea.
I'll give you credit. Well,
there you go.
Like,
there you go.
Yeah, directorial vision from LeVar.
Yep, there you go. There you go. I will be happy to know that I contributed in some way. Before we get to your upcoming projects and appearances and your messages out there for your fans, you ready to do a little bit of a lightning round with me?
Yeah, I love a lightning round.
We always have a little fun with these because I like this ever since I started. I get the most interesting answers out of all of this. So first question in the lightning round, best way to start the day?
Ooh, sex. Well, I say sex. To be more specific, anal.
I was waiting. I was like, come on. Okay.
Oh, yeah, anal first thing in the morning is the best.
Now, you know what? I'm glad you said that because I'm going to stop the lightning round for a second because I've talked to different people, and I want your take on this because some people said that when it comes to sex, that they are not nighttime sex people. It is usually morning or maybe like mid-afternoon, early evening, maybe after a nap. Are you one of those people too, or you like it at night too?
honestly, I like it at any time of the day, though I do understand that because, you know, once it's nighttime, it's like you've probably already ate dinner. You're full. Your belly's full. You're tired. You know, you've got the itis. So not everyone has the energy for sex at night after dinner. But,
gotcha.
You know, I like to go in the morning. I like a little bit of afternoon delight. I like a little bit before bedtime.
I love it. Next question. What word you've heard people constantly describe you as?
Probably the most often is bubbly.
Okay. All right. What makes you blush?
probably direct eye contact. I like do all this crazy shit on camera, but the second somebody like connects with me and looks me in the eye, I turn into like the most shy person. I'm like, oh my god, don't look at me.
I'm gonna do that next week, and I'm gonna let everybody know exactly what happened when I did that. Some athletes have superstitions before they play. Do you have any before doing a scene?
Not really superstitions. I don't really have any superstitions before scenes. I have like my own extensive, like, you know, my little like anal check regimen before any anal scene where I'm like, okay, I have to make sure I don't accidentally have an accident on anybody. So I have my little like, you know, my same little routine, but no real superstitions.
If you do, you leave it in the film. Best advice you've ever received?
Best advice I've ever received? Probably don't put your business out on the internet. Keep your social media light and fun and fan friendly, and then save the rest of the shit for therapy.
I love that advice. If you weren't in adult entertainment, you'd be doing what?
Well, before adult entertainment, I was working at a sex shop, so I'd probably be like managing or running a sex shop.
Now, did you always have like either those shy guys that come in there and wouldn't like want to give you contact and eye contact? They were like, I just came to look at the film over on this section, or and then they quickly walk in.
You know, it's funny enough. I feel like a lot of times, like, we get such a range of people coming into sex shops. Like, it would be anything from, like, the single awkward guy to, like, older couples to, you know, brand new couples to husbands coming in getting gifts for their wives. Like, so much stuff. You know, we'd even have celebrities come in because I was working at a sex shop over in Hollywood, or West Hollywood. So, you know, we'd even get celebrities come in, and I'd be like, oh, okay, like, what are you guys into?
They just go for the fluffy handcuffs. All right, so the next question, what celebrity would play you in the Avery Jane movie?
Honestly, I feel like it would be Doja Cat. I don't know, something about her weird quirkiness reminds me of me. I'm like, yeah, I think that's it. I think it'd be her.
Nice. Now, I'm going to tell you, you got to be careful with this next question. Now, you'll be here in Chicago for Exotica next weekend. Pick one. Deep dish pizza, a Chicago-style hot dog, or Italian beef?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. So, first and foremost, I'm going to apologize to every fan from Chicago. Because I'm not quite sure what Chicago-style hot dog is or what Italian beef is, but I do know that I am not a fan of deep dish pizza at all, so I probably end up going with Chicago-style hot dog, hopefully. I still don't know what it is, but.
Oh, no.
I tried deep dish pizza. I just could not get into it.
No? Where did you go?
I don't know. I forgot the name of the place. I've been to Chicago one time years ago, and I got deep dish pizza, and it just freaked me out because it's like a giant thick cheese pie, and I don't like that much cheese. I'm a big texture eater, so I was like, where's the crunch? Like, where's the crust? Why is it so thick, and I have to eat it with a fork, and like it's a big cheese pie?
Well, I'm going to help you out real quick because I am a Chicagoan and born and raised, but I'm going to tell you now, if you go and get a Chicago-style hot dog, there's a few places that you can go, and you can probably call me later and be like, hey, LeVar, where should I go once you get here? But on a Chicago-style hot dog, it is usually has yellow mustard. It is a bright green relish. Okay. It is not your traditional relish that you're known for. It is a bright green relish. Usually has fresh chopped onions on it. Like either some places will put tomato wedges and they'll put a kosher style pickle spear on it, some sport peppers, and a dash of celery salt. It is the best thing that you will ever have if you go to the right place, but there is a few places that you can go to.
You know, that actually sounds bomb. I'm like, I might have to try that next week.
Yes. If you are either near Portillo's or you're near a few other places, you will have that option of a Chicago-style hot dog or an Italian beef, but you'd have to see it to be there. It's tough to explain. But, yes, moving on. I'm going to ask you the proverbial question here because you said that the best way to start the day was sex. So I'm going to ask you, with sex, with music, with the TV on, or nothing but natural sounds?
Ooh, either with music or nothing but natural sounds.
Okay. And the last lightning round question, best way to end?
Best way to end the day is probably snuggled up in bed with my favorite show on with either a blunt or the bong.
There you go. I thought you were going to bookend it with sex, but I would have accepted that as
well.
Well,
the sex comes before all that. Yeah, after the sex, then it's the rest in bed with your favorite show in the bong. So the sex is at the very last part of the day.
Do you have a favorite show that you're watching right now?
Oh, I just started watching Euphoria. So I'm on that wild ride right now. I know it's really popular and everyone keeps talking about it. And we even have a few industry performers who are in the show. So I'm peeping it. I'm going to support them. I'm going to support, you know, the porn girls who are making their way to mainstream Hollywood and, you know, going to see what all that's about.
I've had a few people tell me about that, and I saw the scene, one of the scenes with Zendaya, and she was awesome in that. I'd say give her the Emmy Award based off of what I saw. So,
honestly, she's phenomenal
awesome.
In it.
Yes.
She's phenomenal.
I might have to watch that. there are so many things that I have seen that you have coming up. I know the appearance here in Chicago. Next Friday through Sunday is one of them. But tell the folks out there some things that we can be on the lookout for and some upcoming projects and appearances that you will be at.
Okay. So as far as appearances, I will be doing Exotica Chicago next week, and I plan on doing all of the other Exoticas. So Miami, New Jersey, and what was the last one? I always forget.
DC,
that's right. So I'll be doing those three. I'm like still contemplating. I'm probably going to make like a last minute decision today or tomorrow if I'm doing X-Biz Miami. But I was nominated for that X-Biz award. So now I kind of want to go to X-Biz Miami. And I'm hoping. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm hoping to get back to Europe soon to go shoot more for legal porno over in Europe. And as far as projects, I have a few more big shoots scheduled for the next few weeks coming up. I have another Brazzers shoot coming up that I'm really excited about.
Nice.
And I just opened up a new platform. since so many of us are having issues with OnlyFans and the type of content we're allowed to sell on there, and, you know, their constant back and forth with are they going to kick sex workers off or not, I opened up a new website called Sheer. So it's S-H-E-E-R. So I just opened up a Sheer account, and that website is linked to European companies, I believe. So they go by different rules, different laws, and I am allowed to post all my hardcore content on there that I can't post on OnlyFans. So I'm really, really excited to, you know, actually be able to connect with a lot of my fans in Europe and to post all of the cool stuff that I have that I couldn't really put anywhere else.
I saw that. You were over in Prague, correct? How was that?
Yeah. It was amazing. I love it there. It's very different from out here in the States, but it was amazing. Everyone there was so lovely. They were so kind to me and accommodating. And, you know, they really, really do a lot of hardcore, which is my bread and butter. That's the stuff I prefer to be doing all the time. You know, they skip the scripts and they're like, all right, you're going straight for the hardcore, like no script, no acting, no nothing. So, you know, a fun time.
Nice. And you know what? I didn't ask tonight because that is something that I've noticed with a lot of these websites. And it's like they're so fickle. And, you know, there have been so many people who have either had issues with OnlyFans or with Instagram, done with Twitter. Even I had my run-in with Twitter over something that I'm not going to get too much involved into. I'm still argumentative.
Right.
But there's just so much. I was going to say, you know, do you think that at the end of the day, it's going to take someone or someone that has the know-how to come up with a site in which you no longer have to worry about starting another page or not getting, you know, the content that you need out that way. And it's just going to be like one go-to place eventually, because, I mean, this has got to be tiring for you too, to worry if you're going to go on one day and your stuff is pretty much either, you know, taken down or, you know, just, you know, taken over or you can't do it. I mean, that's, it's
right.
I can imagine what it's like for you, and knowing that this is your bread and butter, this is how you get your business out there, and it's being disrupted by entities that don't know whether they want to have it on there or not and are hypocritical because other people do the same thing and they don't get the, you know, same issues that you have, right?
Exactly. You know, I don't know if we're ever going to have a straight-up solution to that issue, because in terms of social media, it's going to take, you know, somebody starting a social media site that is for adults and that doesn't allow children on it and that has some type of, you know, screening process to make sure you're of age. And then from there, it's a matter of how do you get users? How do you get traffic? How do you pull people to that social media? So that's a whole big thing in itself. And then as far as all the platforms where we can sell content, you know, it's a matter of the credit card companies. Are the credit card companies going to allow you to, you know, take payment processing, or do we have to move into Bitcoin, or, you know, so that's a whole thing that people need to figure out. So I feel like right now at the end of the day, like the best option for people is if they can manage, if they can, you know, manage to get the resources to get it up, is just to have your own website. So that's another thing I'll be looking into this year too, is just creating my own website, you know, with my own hosting and like figuring out how to just own my own website, still get credit card processing abilities and accept crypto while still being able to like post my hardcore content. And, you know, so I might, that might be a project I have to work on over in Europe, since they have a, you know, different rules than we do here in America.
And then we'll also see the Avery Jane NFTs.
Exactly. One day I'll hop on the NFT train. I've been chilling with that lately because I've been seeing so many scams. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let y'all figure that out for a little bit. Eventually I'll hop on it.
Well, I'm going to start, and forgive me if I miss something here. You can correct me, but there are a lot of places where you can find Avery Jane. So you've got no excuse. So on Twitter, it is at Avery Jane XO. On Instagram, it is Avery J XO. Of course, there's OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/AveryJane. And then, of course, Avery just mentioned her Sheer website as well. And then also is, I think there's MiniViz. There's also Pornhub. There's also Camp Soda. There's also all my links where you can find everything. And then, of course, all of AveryJane.com. She's everywhere. So you've got
exactly.
No excuse.
I'm everywhere. I have a Model Centro. I just started up a, what is it, a Loyal Fans. I'm everywhere.
And the most important thing that you all can do, starting especially tonight if you have not done so, is to go and vote for Avery on her XBiz Cam Awards nomination. Link is on Avery's page as well as mine's because I just posted that this evening, and you can rock the vote for her every day through May 17th. Go and vote. Go and vote.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, please vote.
Yeah. And then also, too, if you want to hear more about Avery and the Art of Anal Sex, an expert guide, which was a wonderful Hustler article, you can check that out as well. So, yeah, there's everywhere. One last thing before I let you go tonight, was there anything that you wanted to say to all of your fans out there?
Yeah, just that I have the utmost appreciation for my fans. You know, these amazing people allow me the space to, you know, show who I really am and be my most vulnerable self and put my art out there. And the fact that they support me in my journey of being my most authentic self, and they find inspiration in me, and they bond with me, and they love me and support me through everything I do, that means the world to me, and that makes this worth it. That makes the whole job, the whole passion worth it. So I just want to say the biggest thank you to my fans and that I love you guys.
Well, Avery, I know I can, for all of the Avery Jane fans, I know that I can probably and hopefully speak on their behalf, but thank you. I mean, I've followed this a little bit, and it seems now for over 20 years, and there's no one whose career path that I'm more excited to see than yours, and I'm proud of you, and I hope that, you know, only the best is yet to come, and I'm so thankful that you were able to spend some time with me here on this Friday night, and now you are a part of the 411 Lounge family, so I would hope that you will be back sometime soon.
Yes, I'd love to be back. You are wonderful, and I'm just so excited. Thank you for having me.
No, I'm so happy that you were here. And yes, she will be here in Chicago. I'm going to go and
yes,
see Avery.
Yes, I can't wait to meet you.
I know. I will definitely be seeing you because I will be there on that Friday night. So, yes, I will be there. I've got my ticket. I'm all set to go. And I'm excited
awesome.
To get there. So, yes. So, no, I will be definitely making a
yes.
chance to stop by. If you are in Chicago, go see her.
Yes. I'll be signing at the Bad Dragon booth Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, y'all come find me. Come say hi.
And I was going to say, Friday night is ladies' night. That's the night that I'm more, I was going to say, would you, I know this is your first one. This is, you couldn't have picked a better one for your first one because it is so much that's going on and just so much that I'm going to ask you how it feels once you get there. But I think once you see it, you'll be back. So, yeah, but no, definitely safe travels here to Chicago. Can't wait to see you. And thank you. Like I said, I can't thank you enough. And like I said, best of success. And we'll see you back here on the show again. I'd love to have you back.
Yes, I'd love to be back. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you. And also a special thanks to Erica over at the Rub PR. Thanks to Erica, as always, for her assistance in tonight's show as well. So, yeah, definitely. Avery Jane, everybody, and go to Twitter. And like I said, please go tonight. Start voting. Tell your friends. XBiz, vote for Avery. Get her that award. And And she could say, it was the 411 Lounge that helped me get there.
Yes.
Yes, but no, thanks a lot, Avery, and we'll see you soon. And, of course,
awesome.
For all of you, you can listen to this broadcast not only here, but you can also hear it over on where podcasts are available with Apple, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. So they will be there, and all you have to do is just look us up, or you can probably type in Avery Jane's name, and it will probably now pop up on there with this show. So until next we meet, for Avery Jane, I am Lavar. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Thanks for listening, and have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the 411 Lounge. You can get all the latest show news on Twitter at News Comment BTR. And you can add us as a podcast on Apple.